We're now speaking with yet another member of the Regional Radio Winter Dream Team. We now go to boys basketball and to the Farmington Knights specifically. We have Tyson Gray on the line with us, a junior forward for the Farmington Knights this year, and a very impressive season this year, selected as one of the 10 players on the boys basketball Winter Dream Team. Tyson, congratulations. When you first learned that you were selected to the Dream Team, how did you react, and how did you celebrate?
I was obviously very happy. This is one of those awards in the areas you always aim for, and I feel very honored. And I just kind of, you know, took a lot of pride, took a lot of honor in receiving this award.
A pretty impressive season for you as well. You averaged a double-double with just over 17.5 points per game, 11 rebounds per game, and really one of the key starters for this Farmington Knights squad this year. How did you feel on the court day in and day out with the kind of success that you were enjoying in your junior season?
I just going in every day, I think, you know, the plan was to get better and keep on building on what I was doing and what we were doing as a team, and just doing my job day in and day out.
You know, you had kind of a mixture of juniors and seniors, a really experienced group this year. How did that kind of help you move forward towards this season, when, you know, knowing that you were playing with guys that you've really been playing for a few years and you have a lot of experience on that team? How did that really play into your team's success this year?
Oh, we definitely had a lot of chemistry, you know, both on the court and off the court, in the locker room. And also having juniors and seniors, we have a lot of experience on the floor, a lot of us got, you know, tick as freshmen and sophomores, and we also, a lot of seniors also got some tick. So the experience, the chemistry kind of played in and really led to a lot of success this season.
And, you know, with your game, with what you bring to the table, you were definitely a big rebounding effort this year for your team, a very big source of offense as well. You could score from the inside and the outside. How did you try to mold your game this year to develop, a multifaceted, level of play?
I think, you know, just I've worked at it, so I knew whenever I had the shot, if I was open, I was able to take it. You know, if I was able to drive in and, you know, put up a layup, I could do that too. Just whenever the opportunity presented itself, I gained a lot of confidence from my freshman and sophomore year, now stepping in as a junior, to kind of take the opportunities when they present themselves. Other than that, it's just all part of doing my job, and my teammates trust me to put the ball in the hoop at certain points, and also, you know, go in and get rebounds. So it's just a part of the whole machine that we had going on this year.
I'm sure a lot of responsibility comes with being a starter on the Farmington Knights, with the amount of time and work that you have to put in, week in and week out during the season. And you were able to balance that really well, it appears, with your academics as well. You have a 3.9 GPA. What's really the key for you to make sure that you're both succeeding on the court and also in the classroom?
Just staying focused. Devoting time to both, basketball and, focusing in school, getting the work done, as much as you don't want to do it, just pushing through the adversity and just getting your work done, paying attention in class, and giving it 100%, and, don't leave anything on the table.
You got any sports that you're participating in this spring?
No, I'll just be... I'll be playing some tournaments and AAU basketball, probably attending some camps for both football and basketball, just focusing on those two right now.
And then once you become a senior, you'll obviously have a few starters returning on next year's basketball team. How do you look at 2018-19 as far as what you want to try and accomplish with your team during that season?
I think... Every goal, you want to go as far as you can. So obviously, state championship should be the goal of every team in Missouri. And I think we will have a team, with me, Cole, Bryce coming back to start. And we still have, a couple of, there will be a couple of seniors that will still come off the bench. and help. And then we also have, you know, maybe a couple juniors and even maybe a sophomore or two that could come in and really produce. So I think we would have the potential to make a run out of districts and hopefully get deep in the state tournament. I truly do.
Tyson, thank you so much for joining us today, and once again, congratulations on making the Winter Dream Team this year.
Thank you. I enjoyed being here, and thank you for having me on.
That's Tyson Gray of the Farmington Knights, a member of the Regional Radio Boys Basketball Dream Team for 2018, joining us on Regional Radio.